Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus podcast. It is Friday, the 26th of April. Dave and I are gathered at the Brian mic, and we're going to listen to a video and watch a video. We'll let you listen to it from the President of the United States, and then we'll turn the mic on again after watching the video. You take a listen and listen to what the President has to say. He is at a Planned Parenthood gala. He's addressing a Planned Parenthood convention. I wonder what the president will say about Planned Parenthood.
About a woman from Chicago named Courtney who has a disease that can leave women infertile. So in college, she turned to Planned Parenthood for access to affordable contraceptive care to keep her healthy. You didn't just help her plan for a family. You made sure she could start one. And today she's got two beautiful kids. That's what Planned Parenthood is about. This is about a woman in Washington State named Joyce, who for years could only afford health care at her local Planned Parenthood clinic. And heeding your advice, she never missed her annual exam. During one of them, your doctors helped catch an aggressive form of cervical cancer early enough to save her life. Today, she's been cancer-free for 25 years. So every day, in every state, in every center that Planned Parenthood operates, there's stories like those. Lives you've saved, women you've empowered, families that you've strengthened. That's why no matter how great the challenge, no matter how fierce the opposition, there's one thing the past few years have shown. It's that Planned Parenthood is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere today. It's not going anywhere tomorrow. As long as we've got a fight to make sure women have access to quality, affordable health care, and as long as we've got to fight to protect a woman's right to make her own choices about her own health, I want you to know that you've also got a president who's going to be right there with you, fighting every step of the way. Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you.
All right, David, there you heard it right there.
We did.
Of the United States, first president ever to address Planned Parenthood. Ever. Not happened to any ever before, according to the Associated Press. And it was a gala. He was at a gala, a Planned Parenthood gala. And his final words, God bless Planned Parenthood. What do you think?
Well, he's not talking about our God, obviously. As insensitive and as politically incorrect as that is, he is not invoking Yahweh. He is not invoking Jesus. He is invoking some god of his own creation that sanctions the killing of innocent children.
I can't help but to wonder, David, when I heard about that, I was driving back from Sonic, there's my brown bag, and I was listening to the news, and I heard the president's comments, and I just wanted to pull over and either scream or cry
right.
When I heard the president say in his own words, I mean, we're not taking anything out of context.
Right.
God bless Planned Parenthood. And I couldn't help but think the number of Christians who voted for a man who is asking, invoking God's blessing upon the murder of unborn children.
Right. And we're going to hear, you know, the supporters are going to say, you know, it's not about abortions, it's about women's health care. But I think enough research has been done. You can just get out on the internet and Google, and you can find out that this nonsense about Planned Parenthood's there for mammograms and different women's health issues, they don't even do those sorts of things. The main goal for Planned Parenthood is to direct these young women to abortion doctors. I mean that is it. And we've had previous podcasts on the racist origins of Planned Parenthood and the locations of these clinics. And it's just a reprehensible organization. And to have our president invoking a blessing for them is pretty sickening.
Because it's women's health care. That's the new camouflage.
Sure.
That's the language. The CNS News reports President Obama praised the Planned Parenthood Federation of America for saving lives and helping women and families in a 12-minute, 3-second speech. on Friday, today, which was enough time for 7.6 abortions to take place at Planned Parenthood clinics based on the abortion data in their latest annual report. In the year 2011 to 2012, Planned Parenthood and its affiliated clinics performed 334,964 abortions in the year 2011. That is an average, David, of one abortion every 94 seconds.
Right, and the irony was earlier in that paragraph, it said that the president praised Planned Parenthood for saving lives. It's just nonsense. It's nonsense to act like these women would perish without these abortions. It's the women's health camouflage, the saving lives camouflage. You'd think with all this stuff coming out with the Gosnell trial, finally, with some of the news outlets finally grabbing a hold of it, people could really understand what abortion is all about.
How do we have a man in Philadelphia being tried and the president of the United States being so insensitive that even during the trial happening, he goes there? I mean, are we living in Romans chapter number 1 where good is being called evil and evil is being called? I mean, what is happening to the morals of America?
Yeah, it's beyond comprehension. You know, every man is going after what's right in their own eyes. I mean, we're seeing exactly that. How else can you justify abortion as a women's health issue? You know, it is. You know, it'd be like Hitler justifying the Holocaust as a social population issue. You know, I mean, that's the kind of level of deceit and propaganda that we've got going on.
A woman goes into a Planned Parenthood clinic, David, and the lady asks her, "When was the last time you had a mammogram?" And she says, "I've never had a mammogram." And the lady says, "You should have mammograms every several years. We need to refer you to Mass General Hospital." She gets a referral to Mass General Hospital where the mammogram actually happens at. They discover a cancer, and then cancer treatment occurs for Mass General Hospital, and Planned Parenthood takes credit for saving her life.
Right, exactly.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
And she came in there not for a mammogram. You don't go to Planned Parenthood for a mammogram.
Right.
They ask questions about women's health, and in the process, they refer people to real hospitals where these kind of things happen.
Yeah.
And then at that real hospital, real doctors who have an intent on saving lives discover the cancer and save the lives. It's unbelievable that in a 12-minute speech he talks about this woman having her life, this woman having her life.
It's like we'd be sitting here and somebody would come up and knock on our door and he's got a gunshot wound. We say, you know, we ought to call an ambulance and get you to the doctor. And the ambulance comes and takes him to the hospital, and we parade around saying, we saved his life.
Good
thing I was sitting here.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Yeah, we saved his life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, it's difficult to even comprehend how churches in America just sticking their head in the sand, David, about this. I mean, the president just gets a pass day after day, week after week. He gets a pass everywhere.
Sure.
He got a pass in Benghazi. Yeah. What happened there? We still don't know.
Don't know.
We're utterly clueless. We don't know what's going on here with regard to these two gentlemen up in, gentlemen's not the right word, terrorists up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
The latest information, David, is that they were on the government dole, that they were receiving everything from the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
We just can't trust our government.
No, not at all. And it goes much deeper than just the president. He just happens to be the one that's saying the words today.
Right.
Yeah. And yet and that's what we've done is we've made Jesus, we've made the church a Sunday thing, if at all, in this country. And we check our block and we show up and we salve our conscience by showing up at church. But our real savior is the government, because that's who's really going to save us, you know.
That's why we vote for that government.
And look at his campaigns. That's exactly the message he put forth in the campaigns: hope and change. And he was the savior, and he was going to change things. And obviously, I'm less than impressed.
In this speech, the president referenced two women that he said faced health problems with fertility and cancer and claimed that they had found help at Planned Parenthood facilities. Come on! Planned Parenthood does not have fertility experts in any clinic, David. This is just garbage. Planned Parenthood does not have cancer doctors in their clinics. This is simply propaganda at its very best.
Yep.
So he says every day in every state at every center. Now, you got a problem right away when you go every day, every state, every center. But no one analyzes his words.
Yeah.
Every day, 365 days a year, you're saving people. Every state, every center operates. There are stories like those. Saved lives that you saved. Women you've empowered. Families that you've strengthened. How can we use the word strengthen when we're killing an entire generation?
Yeah, or the word family. How do you even bring family into this discussion, that this is a pro-family organization, that it does anything for the family? If it performs an abortion for a married couple, it doesn't do anything for the family, let alone...
The number of single women, David...
Right.
That are having multiple abortions over and over and over
and
again.
Being advised that that's the only way, and that's the smart decision, and that's the, you know, that's the way that she can save her life, because, you know, getting pregnant is obviously, that child is much more of a detriment than it is a blessing.
That's why no matter how great the challenge, no matter how fierce the opposition, there's one thing the past years have shown, it's that Planned Parenthood isn't going anywhere.
And I'd agree with him. It's not going anywhere. You know, not as long as our mindset is what it is, not as long as our government wants to support an entity like this. You know, how much money are they funneling at Planned Parenthood every day? $1 million a day, I think, is what we came down on on a previous podcast.
Times.
You know, it's not going anywhere. He's exactly right.
Now, think about this, David. There are lines in airports because of planes that are being delayed because of the... what's the name of the guy that's in the tower?
The flight controller.
The flight controllers.
Yeah, the air traffic controllers.
The air traffic controllers, David, who are furloughed because there's not any money to pay them. But we haven't decided that we can take the $400 million that we're sending to Planned Parenthood and redirect those funds to air traffic controllers, who really do save lives when planes don't crash.
Exactly. I mean, and we cut things like tours of the White House, and yet...
But Planned Parenthood is not going anywhere.
Yeah, because it's obviously saving so many lives.
Because there are lives being saved through Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, the irony here is it's just if it wasn't so absurd, it would be funny. You know, if it wasn't such a serious subject matter, it would be hilarious, the logic that they're using to define what Planned Parenthood is and what it does. But it's just frighteningly sad and depressing that we don't understand what's going on here in this country.
Why don't I just offend you right now and tell you that if you voted for Obama, you need to repent. You need to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you for putting your pocketbook or putting skin color or any number of things above something as serious as the killing of unborn children.
Yeah, and it's not a shouting out for the Republican Party, because we got all kinds of issues with them as well.
This has nothing to do with politics.
It's not about politics.
This is not about politics in any way, shape, or form.
It's about who are you serving and who do you honor and who defines what your life is and what morality in your life is and who defines what life is. Because right now you've given the power to do all those things to a government that's going to call a child in the womb not life. You know, he's going to cheapen that. They're going to call the family less than what it is. They're going to call good and evil in opposite directions. That's what we're running up against right here.
I have more respect, David, for the person who said I can't vote this year because there isn't a single candidate than for somebody who just caved on this issue and went with the Democratic Party or my pocketbook or a skin color.
Yeah.
I have no... that is something that I believe that is utterly unacceptable. And churches are simply burying their head in the ground, and I will tell you that the second term, the true colors are coming out.
Nothing to lose now.
Because he would not have done this in the first term, David.
Right.
Would not have done this.
Yeah. Yeah. Came across a discussion the other day on Facebook with a friend of mine who had posted something critical of Obama, and you know, this used to go to church with him, used to teach him in Sunday school, so-called Christian, just stands up on his little platform and says, you know, he is, the president is a fellow Christian. You know, he is a fellow Christian, and who are you to judge that he's not a Christian? And it just drives me crazy when we have these so-called Christians throwing out this, oh, don't judge, don't judge, don't judge, and yet we are absolutely called to judge by the fruit that he produces. And the fruit he produces is absolutely rotten.
What did every prophet in the Bible do, David? Yeah. They judged Israel for their sin.
What did Jesus himself do everywhere he went? When he called out the Pharisees, and he called out the Sadducees, and he called out his own disciples for not having faith. Those are called judgmental statements. And they, to take rip verses out of context to support your political views, it's pretty sad.
David, how do you go into a temple flipping tables and whip in your hand?
Yeah.
And I'm not here to judge.
Yeah.
Now, I know this whip may sting a little, but don't think I'm judging you.
Right.
I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah, ridiculous.
It is selective interpretation of particular verses according to your own ideology with no desire to be contextually accurate in any way, shape, or form.
And the church has contributed to that as well by the style of sermons that we want to get out there and preach.
Absolutely, David, because if I'm more worried about having three M's or three L's or two T's or some kind of acrostic than I am just delivering the word of God,
right?
Then I've got to cave.
Sure.
And this might offend somebody. And I've built this massive building, and the mortgage payment's out the roof, and it goes on and on and on. And that's why the pulpits are just handcuffed in America.
Sure.
Just utterly handcuffed. 2011, 2012, reports states that Planned Parenthood received $542 million in government health service grants and reimbursements, which states includes payments from Medicaid managed health care plans. How can we even call it health care? Listen to this. The report also shows that Planned Parenthood total assets tops $1 billion. $1 billion. And so Obama's words are, as long as we've got a fight to make sure women have access to quality, affordable health care, and as long as we've got to fight to protect a woman's right to make her own choices about her own health care, I want you to know you've got a president who's going to be right there with you fighting every step of the way. That's your legacy. That's what you want for your legacy.
Sure. And I'm glad we've got a benevolent organization, nonprofit organization like Planned Parenthood, with $1 billion on hand. I'm sure there's no temptation to do anything, you know, less than acceptable with that kind of money flowing around.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood, and God bless you. Were the president's closing comments, and I guess my closing comment is pray for your president.
Absolutely.
And how would you pray for him? Pray that he repents.
Yeah. We need a Damascus Road experience is what we need.
That's right.
It's got to be that dramatic.
Right. We need an utter conversion.
Yeah.
And to those of you that are upset with this podcast, save your time. Don't send me an email. I do not believe for even a fraction of a section that he is a new creature in Christ, born again, dedicated follower of the things of God. Jesus said, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and being, and you love your neighbor as yourself. There's no way in the world he is doing anything like that. You're not loving your neighbor when you are asking God to bless the abortion of hundreds of thousands of babies.
Yeah, and if you subscribe to that, what they're going to call a pro-choice position, which is a misnomer in itself, you really need to examine what you're thinking. A Christian cannot subscribe to that point of view. You know, life begins conception. Life, he knew us before he formed us in the womb. There's no way you can believe in the God of the Bible and say that you are a Christian, you're a follower of Christ, and say, even say things like, well, I don't believe in abortion. I don't think it's right, but I don't think I should stop anybody else from doing it. Well, just substitute abortion with a toddler and say, you know, I wouldn't kill my 3-year-old son, but I think they should be able to kill their own 3-year-old son if they feel like they need to. And think about how absurd that is, because that's exactly what we say when we say that garbage.
I wouldn't interfere with anyone else.
Right.
Right. It's not for me to bomb a building, but I wouldn't interfere with their right to bomb
exactly.
a building.
Yeah.
I mean, and we go back to this woman's choice.
Sure.
What about the baby?
Yeah.
I mean, the Bible is abundantly clear. In the psalmist, he knit me together, my inward parts.
Yeah.
I mean, this is God forming the baby in the womb.
Right. And we're not saying that, you know, there aren't difficult situations out there and obviously unplanned pregnancies. And, you know, it's just the idea that we've gotten to the point in this country where it used to be your actions had consequences. And if you decided to do something, well, you have to live with the consequences of what you do. And now we've thrown that out the window, and we want to get rid of consequences. And it's very convenient that consequence is it could be the greatest blessing of someone's life. And rather than look at that and see what God has for turning evil into good, we'd rather take an innocent child's life. And there's no other way to look at it, scientifically, biblically, logically. It's a child. You know, human beings get together and they have other human beings. It's not something else before it becomes a child. It's a child as soon as conception takes place.
You see the images, David, and our technology continues to evolve to where the 3D images are just remarkable.
Yeah.
And when you can see fingernails on a little baby's fingers in the womb, what is going on? How does anybody decide that on Monday that's a baby, but on Sunday it is not a baby? What day did that happen?
What was it before that?
Exactly. I mean, this is utterly absurd.
Yeah. And if you haven't been paying attention to the Gosnell trial, just read a few articles on that and read about what was going on in that clinic. And tell me those weren't babies.
Right. Google Gosnell and it'll come up. And just inform yourself.
It's horrific. It's shocking. It's horrific. It's terrible. And yet, this was a medical doctor performing these procedures on women. It'll make you sick to your stomach if you read about it.
David, when you see the images of him on television and he parades himself across there and he's got that smile on his face, you just want to reach through the television and wipe that smirk off his face. And you want some type of vengeance. You know, God, avenge yourself.
Right.
You know, serve. Justice may be served. Do something.
Yeah.
The man deserves to be executed.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, there's no other way around it. If you think that it is the incident in Boston is worthy of execution, how would you not feel the same way about tiny babies at 8 months, 3 weeks, months, 2 weeks? How would you not feel the exact same way?
Yeah, and if you don't feel the same way, I think you need to pray about it. If you're going to claim Christ and you say, it's not the same thing. Something's messed up. Something's broken.
Something is utterly wrong.
Yeah.
Because the conscience that God gives you upon salvation doesn't have those type of thoughts, David.
Right.
It's a new creature in Christ. It is a different perspective. It is a utterly changed person. And if you think that you can have intellectual assent unto what Christ did on the cross and then have an entirely different worldview that is contrary to the things of God, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, as James would say, you know, so you believe in God, well, you know, good for you, because the demons do as well and they shudder. You know, that's the thing, is Satan has really good theology. He has a really good idea of who God is, but is he a follower of Christ? He's not, you know. And so if head knowledge is not going to get you there, you've got to be a new creation. That's if you're the same as you were before you supposedly came to Christ or said your prayer or did whatever you did, you're not in Christ. And that may be stepping on toes and that may be uncomfortable, but if you are not changed, if you are still doing all the same things, if you're the exact same you were before that day, you're probably not saved.
You're not born again. You're not born again, and that's
not how Christ operates. Yeah.
Right, and if America was as saved as America claims it to be, David,
right.
we would not have this.
That
right
wouldn't
here.
Be an issue at all.
And
yeah.
and there would be utter outrage over the comments from the president. It would just be a complete repulsive response to what's he even doing there, first of all?
Yeah.
Because he legitimizes the organization with his very presence.
Right, right.
I mean, there's no other way around it.
Yeah.
When he's standing in front of a banner that has Planned Parenthood in front of it, you know, 100 different times,
yeah.
he's saying, I believe in this organization.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a good organization. And of course, what's he going to talk about? Give me something.
Yeah.
I got to go there and speak for 12 minutes. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
And so they fabricate and find extreme situations,
yeah.
and that's what he talks about.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I pray that this helps one individual to get a better understanding of where they need to be on this issue.
Right.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.